It's Champions Day. Thunder players address fans in Oklahoma City. Tulsa leaders are considering a curfew for young people. And an update on the heat wave that's gripping Oklahoma and the nation. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, June 24th. I'm Deborah Schar. Hundreds of thousands of people lined Oklahoma City streets this morning for the Thunder Champions Parade. Before the team began their journey, they gathered inside the Paycom Center for an opening ceremony. KGOU's Logan Layden has more.
Welcome, everybody, to the opening ceremonies of the biggest celebration in this city's history, a championship parade in this city.
MC Paris Lawson got the event started before several Thunder players spoke to the crowd with the Larry O'Brien NBA Championship Trophy in tow, including league and finals MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Just thankful, very grateful, very blessed. So many things go into this, and some of the things are out of your control, and we've all been very lucky to make it this far in the season, be this healthy, and ultimately be this happy. You don't ever want to take that for granted.
From the Paycom Center, the team, their coaches, the ownership group, and support staff loaded onto buses and trucks for the championship parade. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
Tulsa city leaders are considering a new curfew for young people in response to recent incidents of gun violence. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the announcement from Tulsa Mayor Monroe Nichols.
Nichols says the city is taking action. His changes come in the wake of a deadly shooting during Tulsa's Juneteenth festival last weekend. It was the second major shooting in the area in less than 2 months. As part of the city's response, officials will vote to enforce a curfew for minors downtown from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. daily.
I have a 17-year-old kid. I don't want him hanging out downtown anyway. They shouldn't be down there anyway. There's no reason to be hanging outside of a bar that you're not old enough to get in downtown Tulsa late at night. We're going to cut that out.
The mayor also announced a new task force to address the root causes of gun violence. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Two of Oklahoma's congressional delegation are concerned about traces of the abortion drug mifepristone in the nation's water supply. Sally Verando has more on the public health debate.
Senator James Lankford, Congressman Josh Brkeen, and 23 other congressional Republicans have signed a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency. They're asking for a study of mifepristone's potential contaminant effects on our nation's waters, according to the letter. Lawmakers' concerns include traces of the drug affecting hormonal imbalances in people. An environmental assessment from the Food and Drug Administration in 2000 says mifepristone can, quote, be used and disposed of without any expected adverse environmental effects. A PolitiFact report in 2023 says wastewater experts and EPA studies agree mifepristone poses minimal risk compared to other pharmaceuticals present in the nation's water supply. But some members of Congress want an updated evaluation. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sally Verando.
A widespread heat wave is covering parts of the central and eastern U.S. this week. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele has more on when Oklahoma will experience the worst of it and how residents can stay safe.
The National Weather Service says some of the state will reach triple digits this week because of a, quote, extremely dangerous heat wave expanding from the Midwest to the East Coast. It's the first major heat wave of 2025. Meteorologists say hot and humid conditions will worsen Saturday and Sunday, potentially reaching 103 degrees in Durant, Lawton, and Tulsa. So pack more water than you think you need if you're celebrating the Thunder's win outdoors. The National Weather Service advises limiting time in the sun. Libraries, YMCAs, even grocery stores can provide a safe place to cool off. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.